When I was as old as you, I was a feeding fellow enough, partial to the unfledged, unfostered, and unlucky. But fortune has knocked me about since. She has even kneaded me with her knuckles, and now I flatter myself I am hard and tough as an india-rubber ball. Pervious, though, through a chink or two still, and with one sentient point in the middle of the lump. Yes. Does that leave hope for me?
Hope of what, sir?
Of my final retransformation from india rubber back to flesh? Decidedly he has had too much wine, I thought, and I did not know what answer to make to his queer question. How could I tell whether he was capable of being retransformed? You look very much puzzled, Miss Eyre, and though you are not pretty any more than I am handsome, yet a puzzled air becomes you. Besides, it is convenient, for it keeps those searching eyes of yours away from my physiognomy, and busies them with the worsted flowers of the rug. So puzzle on. Young lady, I am disposed to be gregarious and communicative tonight. With this announcement, he rose from his chair, and stood leaning his arm on the marble mantelpiece. In that attitude, his shape was seen plainly as well as his face, his unusual breadth of chest, disproportionate almost to his length of limb. I'm sure most people would have thought him an ugly man, yet there was so much unconscious pride in his port, so much ease in his demeanour, such a look of complete indifference to his own external appearance, so haughty a reliance on the power of other qualities, intrinsic or adventitious, to atone for the lack of mere personal attractiveness, that in looking at him one inevitably shared the indifference, and even in a blind, imperfect sense, put faith in the confidence. "I am disposed to be gregarious and communicative tonight," he repeated, "and that is why I sent for you. The fire and the chandelier were not sufficient company for me, nor would Pilot have been, for none of these can talk."